Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Bert Show.
And a whole bunch of you guys are going to be seeing Princess and the Frog this weekend.
I suppose you want a kiss.
Kissing would be nice, yes?
So I saw this movie last week with Hayden, at least 3/4 of it before I left for the SEC Championship. And I thought it was a great movie. I really thought it really is going to be like this classic Disney movie. It's not the computer-generated animation that we're used to from Disney. They've gone back to, like, hand animation, and it just has this really warm feel to it. It's a great movie.
I got to see half of it because I was in the same theater as Bert and was there with my goddaughter, who is not even 3 yet, so she didn't make it through the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
She started running around in the aisles, and so we bailed. So I don't know how it ends, but I did get to see the majority of it and thought it was a great movie.
This is Hayden's review of the movie.
My favorite part of the movie was when the frog was going to kiss the princess, and then his mouth went up, and then a sack came out. He went like, whoosh, whoosh. It all threw up in the theater. It smelled really bad. I would give this movie an A. It's another timeless classic from Disney.
A timeless classic.
How old is he?
7 years old. Mm-hmm. Timeless, timeless classic. So producer Carl here, he was excited about the movie. His baby girl was excited about the movie also. And she's how old?
She's 8.
8. And why more excited about this Disney movie than others?
And you know what? I asked her about that too. And I specifically asked her why she's so excited. And she said, "Daddy, this is the first black princess. And I want to go sit on your lap." So she's aware that, now I've never told her that. But she is aware that this is the first black princess.
Now how would she know that? She's watching TV, school. Somebody talking about school.
I'm sure school and her friends. My 8-year-old, she hangs with a real high IQ level of friends, so I'm sure they're probably
talking about it.
Well, I'm sure they've talked about it and everything. So we've been up on this for the last, since Disney on Ice.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw the Disney on Ice back in September. Then next thing you know, I started seeing a bunch of Princess and the Frog books come across in the house laying around. So my wife's been buying it. So I've been knowing about this, but I wasn't really aware that she was. I didn't feed it to her. Like, this is the first black princess. She just picked up on it. And that just shows to me how important it is to her subconsciously. So,
when she said that to you, were you like all of a sudden excited about taking her
exactly,
to the movie?
Exactly. At first I was, because I knew it was the first black princess and all that. But when she recognized it and I saw like the twinkle in her eye and she was just like, oh yeah, that made me want to go ahead and just push this along and keep it. You know, keep it in the forefront. For my 3-year-old, too. She's even starting to realize it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so cute.
My 3-year-old daughter, right?
That's so cute.
So I went to see the movie, and I totally forgot about the whole controversy thing. And
you know what?
But what's the I don't know what the controversy is.
I didn't even know there was controversy until this morning.
Well, here it is. The headline is, "Does Disney's Princess and the Frog deserve the controversy?" And it's a little bit lengthy, so let me just skip around a little bit. In 2006, when Disney first announced they were finally bringing a black princess to the big screen with Princess and the Frog, it was cause for celebration, long overdue yet still worth celebrating. The honeymoon didn't last long. The first cries of foul came quickly, with critics bemoaning the lead character's announced name and occupation. She'd be a maid for a white family named Maddie. When her name and occupation were labeled demeaning, Disney was quick to respond, renaming the heroine Tiana and recasting her as a chef. So crisis was averted. Until early this year, anyway, when it was revealed that our groundbreaking African-American princess would not, in fact, be falling in love with an African-American prince. It's unclear what ethnicity her dreamy Prince Naveen is exactly. And I've seen the movie, and I didn't know if he was white or if he was black or he was Middle Eastern.
Right. I was thinking Middle Eastern.
This goes on to say his first name is Indian. He's from the fictional land of Maldonia, and he's voiced by a Brazilian actor, but he's certainly not black nor white for that matter, as reported in some camps. Outrage ensued, with the popular refrain coming in question form, we can have a black president in office, but not a black Disney prince?
Mm-hmm.
Are the criticisms warranted, or are the reactions excessive? Depends on how you look at it, this article says. There are some reasonable questions being asked. If a film set in 1920s New Orleans, where most of the characters are black, why isn't the prince? Why make the princess clearly culturally definable, yet the prince ambiguous? After 70 years of white princess, doesn't the black community deserve a prince to call their own? And on the other hand, at the same time, shouldn't we credit Disney for diversifying their portfolio and promoting interracial relationships? Won't this scenario help teach our kids about racial tolerance? Aren't we all just overreacting here? After all, this is an animated movie for kids about people who transform themselves into frogs. The main characters even spend most of their screen time as reptile amphibians. So why should race even be an issue here? So the question remains, this article says, does Disney deserve all this controversy?
You know what I'd be fascinated to know on Monday? Without, influencing her at all, I'd like to know if your daughter notices. Like, we can debate it here, but I would like to know on Monday morning, mm-hmm. if your daughter comes in and says, and during the movie says, Daddy, how come,
Red and black, right?
Right. You mean the black prince?
Yeah.
I don't think she would. And actually, that's what I was going to say. When I first heard that the prince, when I went to the Disney on Ice and saw the prince was a white guy, I raised the eyebrow like, okay, well, all right, well, it's not me. I'm a grown man, so it may affect me. But I thought about that, what you said, Bert, that it's not going to affect my daughter, especially. Now, don't get me wrong. If it was a white guy, then it'll be like, maybe we're not, crossing that barrier like I thought we were. But being that it's a multicultural type of person, like some guy from Maldonia, who knows what he is, I can understand that.
So if he was white, you'd have a problem with it. But the fact that we really don't know, because he's certainly not white,
right.
But he's certainly not black.
Right. Because if he was white, it's not really, the whole thing is that it's the first black princess and something that our black little girls can look up to and inspire to become. They can dream of becoming a princess, blah, blah, blah. But he marries a white guy. So, that would kind of...
Mm-hmm. That sends a different message.
Yeah.
Even so, like, this feels like such a contrived debate to me. Because
right.
the fact of the matter is, in the movie, the dude's not white.
Right.
He's not. Mm-hmm. He's not black. He's not white. We don't know.
Right. And that's why I don't think that there's a big problem with grown-ups, but with the children, I don't think it'll be an issue with my daughter at all.
I just noticed, like, in movies, I mean, I did notice that it wasn't a black prince when I first saw the commercials. And mm-hmm. My friends and I've noticed in movies, if it's toward a mass audience, like a Hitch, like with Will Smith, they don't put him with a black woman. But if it is a movie that is by a black director geared toward a black audience, they have a full, if it's a Tyler Perry movie or if it's Kenan Wayans movie, they always have, a black man and a black woman together. But mm-hmm. mass market movies, they rarely put black and black mm-hmm. in the title characters. Mm-hmm. It's always black and Hispanic.
I think it is changing, though, because that Beyonce film, Obsessed, that had a lead black couple, and that was a mainstream film.
Right.
That's true.
I'm always the first to say, there are some people that love to use the cliche that I don't see color. I just don't see color.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always the first to say I definitely see color, but I see it as a positive. Like, I see you black, and you bring things from your culture that I don't know about. I bring things from my culture, and I think that's a good thing to see each other as different and accept each other. But in this movie, I didn't think about it twice.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't see color in this movie.
But you know what? I think the most people, it's not just my daughter that's excited. It's my wife, my mom, mm-hmm. my sisters. So I think the black princess and the white guy or something other than the black affects them more so than my daughter. Because mm-hmm. my daughter's coming with the next phase. She's mm-hmm. not affected by that
mm-hmm. right.
white type, black type thing. So it's good to move forward, I can see, but I also feel the effect of my mom and my sisters and my wife and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Ross. Good morning, Ross. Thanks for holding on, man.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Today?
Okay, so you see the controversy with this thing. You think it's a problem?
I think it's a problem. First and foremost, like Carl was saying, like my wife growing up, she was excited to hear that, hey, you know, there is a movie, a Disney movie that's going to feature a black princess. And then reading into it, come to find out, like you guys said this morning, the princess is really not black. You know, she grew up seeing, you know, Snow White, and, you know, she's rescued by a prince, I think, or something like, what was the other one? Regardless of the fact, but and she goes and kisses a frog, and she becomes a frog, you know, like one of the known ugly creatures on this earth. It's like they get to kiss a prince, and, you know, they get to wake up, you know, she gets a prince, you know, she's running around shoeless and stuff, and the first black movie with a black princess in it, she becomes a frog. They're going backwards instead of forward.
Really?
I think that might be thinking one step too far into it. Like, it's a story about, it's a cartoon.
Now, remember now, you're coming from a Caucasian background.
Right.
Right, but I think, I mean,
but that's how fairy tales go.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be like that. But they're supposed to be imagination.
Cinderella turned back into the, you know, housekeeper at midnight, and the print, yeah.
But just like how you all are naming five different type of stories where you can always also revert to, this is the one story that black women feel that they have to revert to. And
hopefully
it's not
the first. Hopefully this is not going to only be the one that
right.
No.
And this is the one and only right now. So just like it's, I can understand what Ross is saying, because for older people, it's more important than it is just for the younger people. Mm-hmm. And this is just that one story. And then within that one story, it's not black this and black that. It's that one black and light-skinned guys. And, you know, it's just not direct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm more offended by the Prince Charming concept than the rest of it. Like that we're still teaching our little girls, like that Prince Charming's going to come in and make it all better for you. Yeah. Like, that to me should be more offensive to your daughters
it's
than
just a
all
cartoon.
That.
It's
I know,
just a cartoon.
But it's the same thing. I mean, it's all these themes that we're teaching them or whatever. I know that's a different topic than what we're on, but come on, Prince Charming's not coming to save you. You save yourself, sister.
Well, and if I was act right, he will.
And I was reading this morning, because like I said, I didn't realize the controversy, right? So I was reading online some of the reviews and everything, and one of the other controversies was that the lady was a princess, and she basically kissed a frog and became a princess and was a frog the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
So that was another part of the controversy.
I don't understand that point.
That's what that guy was just saying.
Yeah,
is that
there's not
the
a
one
white
time
princess on screen the, right. the whole time?
Oh, I see. That
this
she's a
frog, right.
And we don't get to see.
Exactly.
I gotcha. I gotcha.
The one thing I think is also so important is, you know, you talk about your family, but like when we go on Bert's Big Adventure, one of the things that Walt Disney World has is princess gowns.
Right.
And they have the picture of the princess on the chest for the gowns. And so I am so excited that there is going to be a choice
Me
for
too.
Our black children to be
Me
able
too.
To go to Walt Disney mm-hmm. World mm-hmm. and not have to pick from all the white or
right.
even Indian princesses. They actually have one for themselves.
That's the controversy that I have every year around mm-hmm. Halloween time when my daughter wants to be a princess. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, baby, you can be a princess, but every princess has the Princess of Cinderella on the front.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not, you know, I'm not a racist, but I wanted to see,
but
you
if
know,
you're in a minority, you want to
embrace yourself.
I want to see myself.
You
want to
see yourself.
So I can really appreciate Disney for doing this for the last, 100 years?
Hey, Mary, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I love you guys.
Thank you. Loving you right back, darling.
Yes. I think we're just overreacting a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, I don't know, we as black people, we can tend to criticize every little thing. And I just feel like, you know, what's the big deal? I mean, we should be happy about having a black princess. Stop criticizing about who cares about what color the prince is. I mean, this movie is for kids anyway. Are you looking at that? I mean, sometimes we as adults, we need to kind of, you know, just step back from that.
There is no way to make everybody happy, I guess, in a movie like this.
Her response, I mean, she said, what's the big deal? You could think that, but when your 8-year-old daughter comes to you and notices mm-hmm. that's a big deal.
It is, right.
Mm-hmm. Subconscious, she noticed that, so it is a big deal, and I think you should take it as a big deal.
And I also want to remind, you know, like, white people are going to have a tendency, I think, to brush something like this off and say that there's no controversy at all. Mm. But if you're a white person, you don't know the black culture, and you've never had to live in the black culture your entire life and know what that's like.
Right.
So you really can't brush it off.
Right.
You really can't, because we just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Dang, Bert, you got a black pass, man.
Finally got a pass. Finally got it.
You got it,
took
man.
This long.
it's not that permanent. You still have an elf on the shelf.
Hey, Joy, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Bert Show. I really enjoy you guys every day.
Thank you.
I guess I'm just not aware so much of the racial controversy. That doesn't cross my mind. But now that I've heard this, I do think it's kind of cool that the little black girls will have a princess that mm-hmm. they feel like they can identify with. Mm-hmm. And I think that's cool. But I almost feel like, you know, Woody in Toy Story needs to say, it's a cartoon. You know, the line from Toy Story where he tells Buzz Lightyear, you're a toy.
Right.
You're a child. And it's a cartoon. It's a story. And
when you were five,
we need
it was
to be
everything.
Able to just enjoy it instead of analyze everything to death.
Right. And adults do that. We leave that for the adults, not for the kids.
Yeah. And the only thing I want to disagree with is when I was 5 years old, right. I mean, these mm-hmm. cartoons were everything.
Mm-hmm. That's all you know.
Yeah, it's all you know. So it is so important for cartoons to be responsible in the best way they can for these children.
All right, so Hayden, my 7-year-old, what is this story all about?
The movie is about a prince that is really charming and handsome. And the next thing we know, he's a frog. And then his servant, he's the prince. And then the prince kisses the... Then the prince kisses the... then the princess kisses the frog.
Right.
And then she turns into a frog. And they go on this adventure and meet this alligator. They go to Lady Gaga's. And then the girl kissed them. And then they became humans again.
Your kids ever get like that where they have so
funny.
Much they want to say and they just can't get it through the filter fast enough?
It sounds like Phineas and Ferb right in front of them. That's what it sounds like.
The Bert Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save